Radio Waterloo spoke with the candidates for the Waterloo riding as the 2025 Ontario provincial election, scheduled for February 27th, draws closer. We'll be releasing a series of four pieces, each highlighting our interview with one of the candidates. We've included the Ontario Liberal, NDP, Green, and New Blue parties. The Ontario Progressive Conservative Party did not respond to repeated requests for an interview. This piece features the incumbent current holder of the Waterloo seat, NDP MPP Catherine Fife. Fife has been the member of provincial parliament for the Waterloo riding since 2012 and is currently in her fourth term. My first question is, what are you seeing right now are the main issues for Waterloo as we're in this election?
Healthcare for communities that are growing and aging, housing, which is in a dire strait in the province of Ontario, and then the education file for sure. And then when I talk about education, I include early learning and care, childcare, all the way to the post-secondary level. So these are issues that are top of mind for people, but this is an election like no other in my history. This is my sixth provincial election, whereby, you know, the cost of living crisis and, you know, the day-to-day living costs, the cost of living crisis is really, you know, front of mind for people.
So for these issues that you've outlined, what are you and your party advocating for to address them?
So I think the number one issue that underpins all of our concerns is healthcare, right? And in Ontario, healthcare is underfunded to the tune of $6,500 per person compared to our other provinces. So there is chronic underfunding, but there also has been a serious carve-out for for-profit corporations in healthcare. So our solution, one, and I can tell you as a former finance critic, a Treasury Board critic, is one to follow the money and make sure that the money is being invested in services. And when you talk about services, you're talking about human resources. So this is personal support workers and long-term care. This is nurses and doctors. And really reestablishing a new relationship with healthcare professionals. Because Bill 124, which was a unconstitutional piece of legislation brought in by Doug Ford, capping all of those folks at 1% in the middle of a pandemic, I might add. This created a lot of animosity between healthcare and the government of Ontario. So establishing a new relationship with healthcare professionals is first and foremost, you know, something that has to happen. But the fact that 2.5 million Ontarians don't have a doctor leads us to look at, you know, some of the solutions that are quick to implement in the longer term. The administrative burden that doctors and medical professionals are facing right now is impacting recruitment into that sector and also retaining people, reducing the administrative burden so that doctors can see more patients.
Fife also spoke about her party's response to issues in housing and education, mainly to bring back rent control and implement the NDP home building plan called Homes Ontario. For education, she spoke about addressing the teacher shortage in the province by streamlining the credentialing process for teachers and reducing barriers to accessing education. Why do you think that Doug Ford has called this election?
So the people in Waterloo, I can tell you that the doors are not buying what Doug Ford is selling. They know that he doesn't need a mandate to take on Donald Trump. I've said this on a couple of other shows, is that, you know, truly, if you're examining the geopolitical state of affairs, Doug Ford is the premier of Ontario. He doesn't need a mandate to deal with the president of the United States. In fact, I would say Donald Trump doesn't give a rat's ass what Doug Ford thinks about him. So, but the people of Ontario, we have legitimate concerns on healthcare, on housing, and on education. And for the premier to, you know, essentially call an election to avoid accountability on all the files that he's failing on is, as I said, it's an abdication of responsibility. It's a failure of leadership. And it kind of shows us, really, who Doug Ford is. He's really just about himself.
What do you see these tariffs meaning for our community, for Waterloo specifically?
We are known as the Silicon Valley of the North. So we are very tech-oriented, and we do a lot of business with the United States. Our focus would be to work with trade-exposed industries, like the auto industry, for instance, provide support, create new supply chains, And also take this opportunity to look for new export markets for Canadian goods and services.
Fife spoke about a private member's bill she brought forward in 2021 to prioritize buying local to avoid future supply crises and also to be an inclusive economic policy. This was voted down. Is there anything I have not asked you that you wanted to mention or think is important to say?
This election should be about the integrity of government in many respects, because you know, we haven't seen the value for money that we should have got from this Ford government. This is the only government in the history of the province that's under RCMP investigation for corruption as it relates to the Greenbelt scandal. So this is a government that is running away from accountability and responsibility. And our job as New Democrats under the leadership of Mart Stiles is to present, you know, a new way forward, right? A government that's actually working for people and not working for their developer friends or their, you know, insiders or lobbyists.
To learn more about Catherine Fife, current MPP for the Waterloo Riding and NDP candidate, visit her website, CatherineFife.com. For Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7, and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Leah Gerber.